Mike the Goodman. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the marvelous, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. O beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ alone can satisfy and fill the emptiness of the human spirit. Oh, how blessed are we who have put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and have accepted him as our Savior. How richly and wonderfully blessed we are to know the truth which liberates and delivers and sets us free. Oh, beloved, knowing who we are in Christ is so very, very important. And that's what we're considering and thinking about, we who have accepted the Lord Jesus as Savior. Many times Christians become confused because of their failure in understanding who they are in Christ. It's so important that we know who we are, what our identity is as a child of Almighty God. Now, we've been discussing how that our Lord is one and the mystery of God, and yet manifested and revealed to us as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 7. Over in the New Testament, right in front of the book of Revelation, some little short books, and one of them is 1 John, and it's a blessed, blessed book. And in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 7, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Notice that. Three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and we know who the Word is, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And verse 14 tells us, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And verse 17 gives us the complete identification. The word or the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And thus we know who the Word is. The Word is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we read here, there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, Christ Jesus, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Oh, beloved, what a wonderful truth, the mystery of God and his oneness revealed to us as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. A wonderful truth that we, by faith, accept and believe. Well, beloved, in considering who we are in Christ, remember man was made in the likeness and image of God, we're told in Genesis 1:26, and in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23, we're not very far from there here in 1 John. You go back and you go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. And there we find the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. W-H-O-L-L-Y, speaking of the whole person. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here we see that God created man in His likeness and in His image as a triune being, spirit, soul, and body. And that's what we've been discussing and helping us to understand. This is a basic truth in helping us to understand who we are in Christ. When we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, God sent the Holy Spirit into our spirit to do the work of salvation. John 3:6 tells us, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, physical birth. That which is born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, is spirit, that spiritual birth. And thus we see the Holy Spirit of God moves into our spirit, and our body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 tells us what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You see, beloved, when we accept Jesus as Savior, we become God's property. We belong to Him, and we have a new identity. The Spirit of God now lives in our spirit as God's seal and guarantee of our salvation, we're told in Ephesians 1:13-14. The body is the temple of the Holy Spirit of God, and we're not our own. We belong to Almighty God now. We're God's property, and He sent the Holy Spirit as His seal of protection, the one who guarantees our salvation, so that we are protected from Satan and all of his demonic powers, and only can they operate around us as God allows it for His glory and to help us to grow and mature and learn who we are in Christ. So, beloved, God's Spirit indwells the child of God, and we are His child. We are a part of God's family. We're born again into the family of God. Now, you might say, well, how can I know that I'm born again? How can I know that I'm a child of God? I've accepted the Lord, but I'm not sure. There's questions in my mind. Well, let's go to 1 John 5:11-12. And notice what the Word of God tells us here in this little book, 1 John 5:11-12. Remember, it's right in front of the book of Revelation. Several little short books there, and 1 John is one of them. 1 John 5:11, and this is the record. God's Word is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, in the Lord God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. Now, is it God's will for man to be saved? Oh, yes. God's Word makes it clear. He tells us in 1 Peter that God's not willing that any perish, but that all should come to repentance. Yes, beloved, it's God's will for you to be saved. It's God's will for you to open your heart to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and to be born again. He's not willing that any perish, but that all come to repentance. And so, beloved, you ask Him to come into your heart. You put your faith and trust in Him. You trust Him and nothing else for your salvation. He hears that cry from your heart, and He says, if you'll open the door, I'll come in. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. The voice is the knocking of the Holy Spirit of God who convicts an individual of their sin. Even now, perhaps some of you listening to my voice have never received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You do not know the joy that comes from accepting Christ, the blessing of being a child of God. Well, beloved, it's offered to you freely. All you have to do is to understand that Christ died for your sins, that He was buried, and that He arose from the grave, victor over death, hell, and the grave, that He lives today. He ascended back into the presence of God the Father in heaven, and is seated at His right hand, the Word of God tells us. And He says, if you'll ask Me, I'll send My Spirit into your spirit to do the work of salvation, and He will give you salvation and eternal life. He that hath the Son hath life. And, beloved, that's what we just read. This is the record. God's Word is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of Him. Beloved, if you've asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart, putting your faith and your trust in Him alone for salvation and eternal life, He's heard your cry, He's heard your prayer, and He said, I've sent My Spirit into your spirit. Till next time, goodbye.